The forlorn sound of a Chinese flute sets the stage during a rehearsal earlier this week. A machine spews fog into the air as student actors playing Chinese boxers shuffle around the stage wielding swords. The Boxer Rebellion was a movement where thousands of Chinese violently opposed foreign economic and cultural expansion into the country. That's where Kirkwood librarian and playwright Pamela Edwards picks up the story as it relates to Herbert and Lou Hoover in 1900.
The Hoovers are in this northern mining town called Tientsin, and they suddenly find themselves besieged. All communications cut off. There's no transportation. There was nothing but telegraph then, and that was cut off. And they were surrounded by 2,000 boxers and 25,000 Chinese army men, and they didn't know if they were going to live or die.
Taking a few steps back, Herbert and Lou Hoover were married in 1899. Right after that, they took a boat to China, where Herbert was a mining engineer helping the Chinese find gold. Students Spencer Herring and Angelique Ferris play Herbert and Lou Hoover. In a scene about midway through the play, they tease each other after finding out they're surrounded by Chinese boxers.
When I took this job a year ago and asked you to marry me, I never dreamed I'd be risking your life.
People do say the first year of marriage is the hardest.
But most marriages don't begin during a Boxer Rebellion.
Bert, if I wanted a conventional life, I would have graduated Stanford with a degree in knitting, not engineering. Besides, as Mother says, being a globe-trotting engineer's wife is my dream come true.
As a child, Ferris says she remembers going to the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch on a class field trip, but generally she says people who haven't been to the museum probably don't know that much about Herbert and Lou Hoover's early years.
Doing my research, I found out that there was a bunch of little tidbits here and there that it would talk about their history, like Lou growing up in Monterey, California, and Herbert's Quaker background, and their lives in general.
Spencer Herring says he feels the same way about learning to play Herbert Hoover.
I had no idea what the Boxer Rebellion was, so that was a real big thing for me, just learning about how Herbert Hoover really hadn't changed much. And since he had been president before then, he really hadn't changed. He was still the same man. He's easy to get along with.
Herring says performing a play that's never been performed, especially one with Iowa connections, is extra motivation to do a good job. Rick Anderson is the director. He says tonight will likely be the first time Kirkwood Community College performs an original play.
Original pieces are something that actors, if they're going to be working in the theater, will probably work on at one time or another. And so to have that experience of working on something that's never been performed, has never been, you know, the words haven't been uttered on stage before, is an experience that they can probably use if they pursue professional acting.
It's not a secret how the play ends. Herbert and Lou Hoover escape China in August of 1900 after relief troops arrive, but in just the summer of that year, Chinese boxers killed more than 200 foreigners and about 30,000 Chinese Christians. Playwright Pamela Edwards says it was important to find the right balance between relating serious information about death and destruction and making it something people would want to watch.
The young Hoovers are, they're brave, they're witty, they're inventive, and they're in love. And, you know, that's an unbeatable combination.
The premiere of Besieged is tonight, and it runs through this weekend at Kirkwood's Ballantine Auditorium. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.